Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. This week we actually have a new guest. We have Dave, all the way from Britain. He lives here now. He's part of my team. We try to bring more and more people into the show and to introduce you to more people. So we have Dave here. So Dave, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm the only designer on the team, so I'm focused on all things design.
I don't.
Well, you try.
I feel really bad.
It's to be commended, the trying, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Yeah, so I'm the design guy. I also focus on band as well, so you may have seen me doing lots of band stuff in the past as well.
I love the band. Band's awesome. So we have this awesome picture back there, and there's a really amazing background. I'm going to ignore this whole part that's going on here with the thing, but...
Yeah, it's probably best not to ask questions about the band.
I'm not going to ask questions, but... Yeah. Tell us a bit about what's going on in the background over there, because I see a bunch of different cities.
Well, that is the Build Tour. So this was our opportunity to take the Build Conference to 26 different cities around the world. And our team have been very busy flying everywhere and working with some awesome attendees across the world to bring like the best of Build to some local cities. So we realized that San Francisco is a long way for people to get to who don't live in the US. So
how many cities did you do?
I did five.
You did five cities, okay. Yeah. I did 10 cities. I'm actually better than you then.
Wow, that's a lot of cities. Yeah.
It is a lot of cities, but we enjoyed it. It was awesome. We met actually a lot of cool people, a lot of cool developers. Hi guys, if you guys are listening.
Ni hao.
I don't speak the other languages. Buongiorno.
Well, that's a bit of Italian for you there.
That's a bit, yeah. I learned something. Mm-hmm. I learned 3 espressi, por favore. See?
That's essentially,
that's pretty good, yeah. See, I'm getting
You're better. You're getting there.
Awesome. Switching. It's a lot of fun. But let's get into it. So this week we had E3.
Yeah, massive.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so many cool stuff going on. This is the keynote. Did you watch the keynote?
I did watch the keynote,
keynote was amazing. Game after game. Once you're thinking, like, there's no more games they can show. It's like, then the game. It's like, God, where are all these games coming from? It's amazing.
And there's some awesome stuff they showed off as well. Yeah. Like, you think you've seen everything. Like, but wait, there's more. Something else comes out on stage.
It's so quick, so fast. It was amazing. One of my favorite games was Halo. And Halo, like, the gameplay they showed, the story, is just amazing. I'm not a huge gamer guy. Like, I do games, but not a, like... For the story, I play all these games, and Halo is by far one of the best games.
And did you see the HoloLens Halo intro piece that you
did? I did not. I'm so sad.
Oh my god! They built like this whole like set of the inside of one of the ships, and you'd wear the lens, and you'd walk through it, and you'd be able to peer through windows and see inside the docking bay, and then you actually got your briefing on a holo display. You know, they told you about the mission you're about to do. You could see a map of the city. It was phenomenal.
Is Cortana there?
Cortana wasn't there.
Oh man, did she have Cortana?
While you're playing
the game, you have Cortana. That would be amazing, right?
Oh, she's talking to you, but
she is. Okay, good.
She wasn't rendered, I don't think. But.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We also announced some new hardware too. So the new Xbox 1 TB console. You can get more and more games now onto your console. Another thing we announced was the controller.
Oh yeah, the new controller. Oh. Yeah, I love this controller, and I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but like it's so customizable. Like even all the different like little nubbins you put on the end of the control sticks and the attention to detail, things snapping with magnets, it's just beautiful.
It's a beautiful controller, right?
I love that facet.
And you have all the new functionality from the back. You can do mapping of your buttons. It comes with apps for Windows 10 and Xbox One. I can't wait to get my hands on this thing.
And that stereo jack as well. You can use your own headphones.
Yes, that's absolutely my favorite feature now. So many people have asked about just plugging their regular headphones to the controller now. Mm. You can do that. You just plug it in and it works.
It's amazing. Yeah, we're listening. Movies, we're building new things for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
A lot of feedback.
Yeah.
Finally announced Cortana.
Everyone's favorite assistant. Yep. Yeah. Well, you've seen Cortana crop up more and more places. Like she's gradually taking over the world. You know, we've seen her on the phone and we've seen her on Windows.
Android and iPhone. Yeah. Right? It's on there. Now it's on the Xbox.
It's fantastic.
And it's all for gaming too. You can ask her what's your next quest, who's online, start a game with somebody.
She can do DVR as well of your game
that
you're doing. Yeah, she can do everything now. Yeah.
We also announced some of the features that we haven't talked about is the backcompat for 360 games.
Yes.
And all these features that we talked about that they announced also work with backcompat as well, which is amazing, the being able to record your game and stuff like that. So overall, just two announcements. But I think what takes the cake.
Oh, yes.
I think you want to talk about this.
I do. This is
my God.
I dropped my cup of tea when I was watching this. I'm just like, holy, like it is amazing. Like. If people weren't already drawn to Minecraft enough, like this will seal the deal for them, I think. When like you can see this whole world rising out of your own coffee table
or your own tabletop. I'm God.
You're, Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about how this is going to go to your head, actually. But
no, like, that's it. I don't have to do anything. I'm God now. I can control your lives.
Yeah. I am a little bit nervous.
Lightning, and just lightning hits you.
I'm a little bit nervous about people peering in to go through the walls. I think there's going to be a lot of like.
It shows you things that are not there, so you can actually, you know, kind of maybe hit your head. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know how. But I know a lot of people have tried it. There's a lot of articles out there for people just being. I was skeptical, but now it's real. It's real.
Yeah, me. It's 100% this is real code. Amazing. This wasn't just a demo. This is real stuff.
One of the things we also showed for HoloLens was the Project X-Ray. It's kind of like a prototype of an experience that's going to be possible in HoloLens. And it's just amazing if you watch this thing.
Yeah.
It's just what you can do with things just flying out of the walls and interacting with your furniture.
So that's the bit I love the most, because it's not just like sprites flying around in your field of vision. Like, they actually break out of your walls, because HoloLens knows where your walls are and your furniture.
You kind of have to like duck to get out of the way. It's like, what?
And I don't know if you can see in the screenshot here, but it's like you can see like the brickwork and the studwork behind the broken wall in your living room. And the best part is you can play this game without your living room actually getting damaged, which is, you know, pretty awesome.
Or if you want your living room damaged, we can do that too, I guess. I can come with a sledgehammer.
I'm not having you around to my house then to play this game.
Fine, whatever. Let's switch a little gears then. Let's talk about a little Edge. So we've getting a lot of updates on Microsoft Edge. We've getting a lot of new updates for technical preview for Windows 10. There's a blog post that Frank Oliver has written about all the cool stuff they're doing with Edge and how fast it's getting and all the new specification that they're working to get them on the platform. There was some little huge speed improvements.
Yeah. The great thing about this is not just getting faster and faster. Like, it's also becoming more and more interoperable and work with more sites. So like, it's just, Edge is just amazing. It's just getting better and better and better.
Yeah, the more and more stuff I use, the more updates I get, I can see it, so many more improvements.
Cannot wait for it to RTM. It's going
to be awesome. It's amazing. Now, talking about feedback, I don't know if you read this.
Like, I have, yes.
It's a very long article. But it's so worth reading this article. It's by Samer, one of the guys that are managing all the feedback process that we have. Want to talk a little bit about this?
Yeah. So often, like, when people ask me in conferences, like, you know, oh, I've got this bug, this doesn't work. And I'm like, well, just open up the Windows Insider feedback app and just type in your feedback and send it off. And people think, well, nobody reads this. I mean, there's like, you know, nobody's going to actually sit there and go through my piece, my bugs one by one. But actually, we do. We take it really, really seriously. Like, all the devs across the Windows division have access to all this stuff. And we actually create work items directly from the feedback you guys submit. So something you need to be careful about how you write your bugs. all the upvotes you give, all that kind of stuff, it all gets read by real people. It all gets turned into real work items to be triaged, to go into new features, or to responded to. Like, we go through everything in a lot of detail.
It's amazing to see how much feedback we actually get. And some people are kind of skeptical, like, you can't go through all this feedback. But the process that it's illustrated here is just amazing how you can actually find out what people want and how people want things done. It's just a science on its own.
We've responded to it. I mean, you can already see things coming in the more recent builds that are actually directly due to user feedback through this app. Like, you can actually shape the product by responding to this. It's amazing.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit about JavaScript. Mm-hmm. So we've had an announcement now from Mozilla CEO Brendan Eich that they're working on WebAssembly. In fact, we're working with them. So Microsoft, Google, and Mozilla are all working on a new bytecode for the browsers. Mm. You can actually even get code to be as performant as native code.
And I'm excited about this. Well, first of all, for the performance side of things, but we have like the three major players all coming together to work on this. So we're going to see this improvement across so many different devices.
You know it's real. You know it's going to happen. It's not there yet, but you know we're going to get it in the browsers. People will be starting to write these web applications.
Yeah.
They're just so performant.
Yeah, we're not going to have to target specific browsers or specific versions.
Everyone has acknowledged that this needs to be done, and they're doing it. Mm. It's amazing.
It's a real step forward for the web, definitely.
And actually open source, so if you can go on GitHub right now, you can actually look at the source code and see how the specifications, all the documents they're writing, everything is open source.
It's great.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's been a week of really good announcements, actually.
I know.
There's been a lot of good stuff going on. Yeah.
There's a blog post I want to talk about quickly. It's about some of the 10 awesome features of Visual Studio Code. Now, we announced Visual Studio Code in Build in San Francisco as a cross-platform tool that you can run on Mac, Linux, everywhere. I haven't actually used it extensively, but I know you have.
Yes, I love it. Yeah. I love, because I have to work with so many different devices and operating systems. It's nice being able to know that if I just need to tweak some code, and particularly, like, I work more on the UI side, obviously, so, you know, HTML and CSS and XAML, that kind of thing, and to get, like, decent IntelliSense and real the Visual Studio experience that I know and love, but across plat, it's just fantastic. Like, there's no more downloading these random like third-party code editors to do stuff. Like, it all works, integrates with Git, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and Sam's talking about all these cool features that are in code that you might not know just by default, just by downloading the app.
It's worth reading this post just to make sure
you know absolutely. Everything that it's a great post. Definitely give it a shot.
Yeah.
Finally, let's talk a little bit about the apps. So most of you guys are watching this probably on your living room or at the office on many different devices. You might not know that we actually have apps for all these devices.
We do. Right? And they're not just like on one or two devices. We have them like pretty much anywhere you can have an app these days, which is pretty cool. They're on Windows, Windows Phone, the iOS, the Android, Roku.
Yeah.
And there's you announced them the
Xbox. We have
Xbox.
An Xbox One. We have it everywhere. You can the cool thing about this is you can actually download videos. So even if you're offline, you're on the train, you can just use them offline and you know just be on the go. You don't have to be connected to the internet.
And what better than a 10-hour flight to Seattle with 10 hours worth of Channel 9 MSDN content there? You know,
there you go. You know everything by the end of that flight.
You can learn everything, yeah.
Everything that's there to know.
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk about peaks of the week. So
yes.
I'm going to be a bit selfish this time. I'm going to use a peak of the week that I built. This is a quick demo that I wrote with on the platform for Windows 10, for Universal Windows Platform. Not many people know this, but we have now APIs for face detection, so you can get an event every time a face is detected. It's actually really easy to use. And we also have the ability to do adaptive triggers or extensible triggers in XAML.
So
this is a quick demo that I built. It's on GitHub. I actually want to show you. Now, if you're feeling down and if you want to just play a game, you can do that. You can see here I have a little app that kind of detects when my face is around, so I can play a little peekaboo. So I can do peekaboo, peekaboo. Peekaboo! You can play it and kind of feel happy. Don't give me that look.
Yeah, well, when I first saw him playing with this and walked past his office, I did not know what was going on in there, but it's all kind of making a bit more sense now. I say a little bit more sense.
It's cool. If you guys are interested in how this works, you can definitely go check it out on the GitHub and give it a shot and play around with it and even extend it. You can use this peek trigger for any kind of thing, detect when the user's looking at your application, when they're not looking, do different things. Mm-hmm. And you can actually see how the APIs work. I have all the code. It's very easy to use. Mm. What is your peak of the week?
Well, my peak of the week is Microsoft Band. Obviously, like I said, Microsoft Band is very close to my heart. We just added a whole new set of features around golf to Microsoft Band, which for all you golf players out there, they're going to be amazing. We've partnered closely with TaylorMade. So it'll help you find courses, help you find the tees on the courses. It will do in-game progress reports, so it detects when you're swinging and hitting the ball, so it adds it onto your stroke count. It's got so much functionality in there, but also with it being Microsoft Band, it's also tracking your position using GPS on it. It's tracking your heart rate, your steps, the calories you burn when you're playing golf, and it gives you this really comprehensive post-game analysis. And they're going to be adding more features to that as well as it goes along. But if that's not enough, they've also, I know there's more, they've also partnered with Gold's Gym, and they've actually made some golf workouts to help you get in better shape for playing golf.
This is amazing.
So, like, they will do like, get you better at golf, and then great at playing it.
Can they do this? Can they teach me golf? Because I know nothing about golf.
I don't know if they can teach golf.
Is that easy? Like, I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm not a big golfer. My dad is a huge golfer. Like, he's going to love these features. But maybe I should get into it. And what are these things? The golf bats?
Yes, they're called the golf bat.
The golf bat, yeah.
So we're going to leave you that.
Hashtag
get your golf
bat
and then go and then play some golf. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.